a moment ago we played King Caractacus, and
Oh, yes, I was told. Somebody told me that, rang up and said that you've just been on the radio.
I play that perhaps once a week on the show I have in London, and it's still impossible to keep up with, and it's live, and it sounds like you're playing the accordion and wobble board simultaneously.
Well, I overdubbed the wobble board later, I must tell you. The accordion I was playing at the time I recorded it.
Emails coming in from listeners. This from Anne in Anthill, who says, Danny, please thank Rolf for two of the best records ever, Pavlova and Tommy of 88 Pine. Genius.
Oh, wow.
Nick in Weston-super-Mare, Rolf Harris is a legend. Happy 80th birthday. Yeah. And Kenny in Speak, let's start a campaign to get Rolf a knighthood for his 80th birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, well, what a good idea.
But those testing songs, you know, and it was I've Been Everywhere, which you wrote your own version of course, and it was only you and Danny Kaye who could do that, and that's another lost art. But is it just you felt you had to set yourself a test away from just being a so-called simple crooner? Because they're very punishing, some of those routines you used to do.
Yeah, well, when I first started out, I couldn't imagine that I could do anything except comedy songs. Mm. The first song I ever wrote was I've Lost My Mummy.
Yep, yep.
Remember that one, the little kid lost in the department store, and he goes, I've lost my
it's all the greatest hits.
I can do it still, but I can't speak at the end of it.
Yeah, how about Caractacus?
Caractacus was good. Yeah. Pavlova, the lady just mentioned, I love that. It starts off, I met this old mate, bit of a dag, rough around the edge like an old sharp bag. He wandered up and I said, g'day, what are you doing around Sydney way? Well, he said, it's a bit of a scream. I coach the local footy team. Oh, what's your secret? I said. He said, hop inside and see. Then he grabbed a banana. What? Yeah, grabbed a banana, real great big one, took the skin and peeled it down, cut it up into a lot of bite-sized pieces, squeezed on lemon juice, stop it going brown, pineapple chunks, kiwi fruit, grapefruit segments to add a little tang, anything in fashion, like it took a bit of passion fruit and put them all together in the big meringue. It's Pavlova, Australia's favourite fruit. Pavlova, it's beautiful. Pavlova, eat it morning, noon and night. Wow. It's vitamins, mate, it's true, and it's getting incredibly famous too, like the Lamington or the kangaroo. Bom, 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 bom. Pavlova.
Oh, please. Absolutely ad-lib. Bang. Straight in there. Do you know what?
At the end of the ad-libbing, Burge in Hollyport says, Rolf Harris is our local legend. He waved at my wife as he cycled by.
Good Lord.
I watched awestruck as he approached the checkout in Waitrose singing, The Tills Are Alive.
Can I just say, though, you know, with no inference at all, but for you're 80 on Tuesday, and I don't want to make any big deal of that because, you know, why shouldn't you be an ED? But to be able to do Pavlova at any stage of life at the drop of a hat, and I've got to tell you, my friend, that was absolutely superb.